Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. And the Eagles and the Falcons, really a tale of two halves. No doubt about it. What happens when a team starts as slowly as the Eagles did?
Well, when you start that slow, you dig yourself a hole. And you're not getting that up-tempo offense that allows your offense to wear the team down. And that's what happened in the first half. They weren't being very complete and efficient on first down. And that makes it very tough for you on a second and third down. That's why you only end up with six first downs in the half.
I think the biggest disappointment really was that coming out of the preseason, everybody thought it was going to be easy. And it's not easy in the NFL. You made a really good point, Brian. You're talking about a new team. There are so many new players on this football team, and clearly that hurt the Eagles early in the football game.
The truth is that when you have 10 new starters on offense and defense combined, it takes time for them to start to come together. It takes time for those guys to learn exactly what each player is going to do. And that starts up front, especially for the offense. They have two new players in the guard positions, and it takes continuity. It takes time for that continuity to build itself, and they need that front line to be able to block and get that running game going. That's going to help that tempo.
Let's talk about some numbers. First half, Eagles, six first downs, 125 total net yards. The running game non-existent. Why, Brian, was the running game so difficult to get going?
I don't think the offensive line has gelled quite yet. I don't think they've played enough together, especially in the preseason. You have two new pieces, but you're also, they didn't do a very good job of getting pushed. For the offensive line to be successful, especially in this offense, when you're running a lot of east and west type of plays, you need that push up front. When you're getting a little pushed into the backfield, it makes things much harder for your running back.
DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews combined for three touchdowns, but not a lot of production on the ground. Now, for the Eagles, the big questions offensively, running the football, and how does it work with Matthews and Murray together? Darren Sproles really the star of the show on the ground. So the question for Brian Westbrook here is, Brian, how do you make it work with Murray and Matthews?
Well, I think what they're going to do is they're going to go with the hot hand, whoever that is, whether it's Darren Sproles, whether it's DeMarco Murray or Ryan Matthews. The truth is it's going to be hard for those guys to get used to it because they're both of those guys are all used to carrying the ball an awful lot and carrying a load for their team. So it's going to take some couple weeks just for those guys to get used to coming in and out of the game from time to time. And it's just one of those things you have to adjust to.
You've been part of it. How do you get into a rhythm? How do you deal with it mentally? How do you take the ego out of it?
Well, that's the hard part. Mentally, you have to be prepared at any time. I mean, you're going straight into the game, and you don't have time to get your rhythm and get used to it and build up a lather. You have to be ready right as soon as you get into the game. That's going to be a little bit difficult for those guys to understand and to grasp early on. But just like any part of this team, they have to learn how to do it all together. And if they do that, they can be successful.
All right, quarterback Sam Bradford in the first half. A really, really difficult assignment for him against a good Atlanta defense. A defense that was really aggressive, that came after him, that played good coverage. A big interception late in the first half cost the Eagles 7 points. And then in the second half, we saw a different Sam Bradford in rhythm, getting rid of the football quickly, accurately, and the Eagles offense moving well. So which is it, Brian? Are we going to see the closer Sam Bradford of the first half or the second half moving forward?
I think moving forward, you're going to have a lot of the second half Sam Bradford because you have to remember, he hasn't played in over 600 days, over 2 years. And so when you're coming off of two consecutive injuries like Sam Bradford was, you're going to have some jitters earlier. You're nervous. You're excited. Things like that. A lot of those times, the ball starts to sail. You're just not as accurate as you want to be. I think the second half Sam Bradford is the guy that they want to head this football team. And you saw how the team got their tempo. They started moving the ball down the field. That's the team that you will see the rest of the year.
All right, the offense moving the football down the field. But a big play late in the game. The Eagles facing, Ryan Matthews' 25-yard gain on a screen pass wiped out by a Jason Kelce penalty. The Eagles getting 12 of the 16 yards back on first down. Riley Cooper, big play. And then the Eagles running the ball twice with Ryan Matthews. First on second and four, he gains 3 yards. Third and one, he gets stuffed for no gain. Chip Kelly decides to kick the field goal. Cody Parkey pushes it wide right. And Brian, a lot of people talking about that call, the decision there. Your thoughts?
I think he made the right decision. The proper football move is to kick the field goal and take the lead. Chip Kelly made the proper decision. I think the one thing that fans are thinking about is could he have made that decision a little bit quicker? And I think your kicker has to be ready in all situations. You practice the quick kick, all those types of things in practice, and now this is the opportunity that you have to be effective in it. It just didn't work out for Parker.
All right, let's talk defense very quickly here. Julio Jones dominating the Eagles in the first half. Just one catch, 44 yards in the second half. Concerns at all about Byron Maxwell?
You know, I was a little concerned in the first half, but I think he got better in the second half. Billy Davis got a little bit better because he started pressuring Matt Ryan a little bit. And so the truth is that when you look at the first half versus second half of this entire football team, including the secondary and Byron Maxwell, you have a reason to be optimistic. A team got better. They didn't play a lot in the preseason, and the first half of the game was almost like another preseason game. Now the second half, they looked like a better, much better team, and they'll continue to get better as they continue to play together.
And you believe that momentum of that second half, that can carry on into Dallas?
I hope so. I think this week, and just like when Coach Reed was here, you grind on your players a little bit this week. They weren't prepared to play to begin the game. Now you grind on them a little bit and allow that athletic ability to come out. And I think this team will be you'll see a different team at the beginning of the game this week.
So it all added up to an Eagles loss, 26-24 to the Atlanta Falcons. The Eagles come out of it without any major injuries. A short week ahead, and of course, it's Dallas Cowboys week. When we return to Eagles 360, we'll take a look at fantasy football in just a bit. But next, we've got an all-22 breakdown. What happened? Eagles losing to Atlanta 26-24. Got a lot more coming your way on Eagles 360.